Hey guys, thanks for coming to hang out with us on the Total Divas After Show. We have a big update on last week's news. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
On the what? All right, we had our fun now with the Bella Steve. You guys know what that is all about, because if you watch Total Divas, there was a big fat promo at the end for Total Bellas. It is finally happening. You know, we've been waiting for it. You guys have been waiting for it. And I cannot wait to tell you a little more about it in our news and gossip segment. So thank you for joining us on YouTube. Please give that thumbs up. Leave a little comment. Let us know what you think about the show. And we are on iTunes and SoundCloud as well. We would appreciate a 5-star rating. Let us know what you think. I am not alone this evening. My name is Christy Olsen, and I have a beautiful panel with me. Paulina, why don't you start the introductions tonight?
Yes. Hey everyone, I'm Paulina Aguilar. You guys can find me on Twitter at _ Paulina Aguilar and on Instagram at Paulina M. Aguilar.
Hey guys, it's Megan Stecker. You guys can tweet me at Megan Stecker, and I had so much fun tweeting with all of you yesterday about the Total Bellas news. Let's keep it up this week.
And I'm George Hermosa. You can follow me at G Hermosa on Twitter and on Instagram and on Snapchat.
All right, and keep up with me at Christy Reports. Follow the whole AfterBuzz TV team at AfterBuzz TV. And now let's get into this big finale, which I've said this like 5 times tonight already, but I didn't say it to you guys. So let me tell you, I was gonna be so sad that it was the finale. I was like ready to come and cry about Nikki and the whole thing. And then Total Bellas happened, and now I'm just happy. How are we feeling after tonight's finale, guys? What do you think?
I only liked the last 10 minutes of it.
Oh. Really?
Yeah, I didn't care for the whole Paris thing. I'm happy for Rosa and her baby.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm excited for. But yeah, I just really want the Bella show.
Yeah. I really loved the moment at the Eiffel Tower when all the girls were sharing like their romantic wish.
God,
I thought that was finally super authentic of them. It's hard to catch an authentic moment on this show,
true,
I feel,
that
this season. So that was sweet. And then like the whole rest of the show was very real. It was a lot of like raw footage, you know, Bobby doing the camera work for Rosa being in labor, and you know, Rosa's raw, like hormonal, like new mom feelings, and like going through real life stuff, and we're getting a peek behind the curtain there. So I loved the rest of the episode when it's from the Eiffel Tower on.
Yeah, I wasn't a big two fan of like Paulina said, the Paris stuff. I liked that everything after the Paris thing, it got a little bit more real. And of course, as I mentioned before, I liked when it gets real on the show.
Mm-hmm. Well, and even more than real, I think just we want something juicy. And the Paris stuff was a little bit, it was reading like, is this for the finale really?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad they just fast forwarded through that a little bit. And we got to the good stuff. Before we get rolling, I want to say hello to all my friends from WrestleMania who are tuning in tonight. You guys saved the day for me that day. So hello to all of you. And now let's jump right into this episode, because they were in Paris when this first opened, and Eva, Natty, and the Bellas go to dinner. This is the dinner that we've been hearing so much about, that Mandy Rose is upset about. And we don't see much of it except for this guy come up and hit on Brie. And he paid zero attention to Nikki. Like, I thought for sure after finding out that Brie was married, he was just going to move right along in the next one. Yeah.
Right. Me too. I thought that was funny that he wasn't like, well, what about you? Maybe he thought since he struck out, he couldn't ask this twin sister, because she'd be like,
nice right in front of her, too.
Sloppy second. Right. Like, sloppy seconds.
I feel like we have seen some guys do that on this show, though.
Yeah. Maybe he got nervous with the cameras.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was, I didn't know what to think of it when Nikki did a little toast with the four of them at dinner and said, here's to the originals. So I was kind of like, ooh, okay, we purposely only invited Eva and Natty. Okay.
Yeah, that let us know that it was calculated, whereas before it kind of just seemed like, oh, whoever ended up being there was there.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she kind of said, oh, to the originals, I was like, oh, that's
you don't
right.
Think
these
it just
are the originals.
To work out that way?
Not from that toast that Nikki raised.
I would have looked around the table and been like, oh.
I agree with Paulina. I think by chance it was look, it's the original cast. Might as well toast for that.
Yep, thank you.
Two.
Originals minus JoJo, Naomi.
I was just about
they
to
didn't
say
go
that.
To Paris, though.
I'm
sure if they were in Paris, they would have been at that dinner.
And that was the voice of James, our producer in the booth, who we've gone the entire season. This is, I didn't even say it, season 5, episode 14, C'est La Diva Part 2, and I still keep forgetting to introduce him. So, hey, James.
Hi.
Well, next, the ladies head over to the Eiffel Tower, which is gorgeous, and they make these really fantastic romantic wishes like you were talking about before. And Nikki finally says, hey guys, John told me on our 3-year anniversary that he is open to marriage. What do we think about this, you guys? Again, finally, another thing we've been waiting for.
Right. Well, I mean, I feel like we saw that conversation with them at dinner. So I just thought it was strange that either no one had a reaction or we didn't get to see it. Because I feel like that's huge news, because all she ever talks about is wanting to get married to John and hoping he would change his mind. So I was kind of shocked that her friends wouldn't be like, oh my God, congratulations, that's so huge. Maybe they already knew, and so they weren't going to fake a reaction. I don't know.
I like the fact that, like, the fact that he's open to marriage is, like, bigger news. Like, that's news in its own right. You know what I mean? Like,
as compared to
actually maybe getting engaged. You're like, congratulations. He's open to marriage now.
Oh, yeah. I mean...
Well, I wonder if part of the lady's reaction was Nikki saying, oh, you know, he just needs to be sure that I'm okay with not being a mom, and maybe her friends still sort of feel like it's not the right step for her, which it is.
I hate
that. Stop
bragging
on her about
it. I hate that. I feel like it's an ultimatum. It's like, hey, I'll give you half of what you want if you give me what I want.
Oh.
Like, that kind of sucks. I still wouldn't be okay with it.
Did you see that? Sorry.
No. I would want it all. I would want it all. I would want to be married and have kids.
But it sounds like she's accepted it.
Mm-hmm.
She's decided to stay with him. Like, the ship has sailed. You know?
I hope that he comes around.
Is not having kids the worst thing in the world?
No.
I mean...
No, honey.
Sorry. I know, to Bree, it's everything. And I feel like maybe Nikki was being pushed to feeling that it's everything by Bree. But to her, personally, she can accept it. It's not the be-all, end-all.
I mean, did you see that interview with John Cena maybe like a day or two ago? He was pretty much saying, like, listen, like, I'm not that he's on pause to having kids, but his career is so focused, like, number
right,
one.
Right, right.
Where it's like the idea of having a kid and not being able to be there for him or her would just be, like, that's the reason why he doesn't want to have a kid or kids.
Right.
But I feel like that's every family. People have jobs that travel, pilots, you know, people like that, or firefighters that work for 10 days straight.
Right.
And granted, yes, he does do a lot, but I feel like... Mm-hmm.
But
everyone
for him,
struggles with
but
that.
For him not to be able to be there, it's like he doesn't want to make that sacrifice.
Yeah. Well, I think that celebrities need to stop thinking they're so special all the time. It's like, oh, well, we work so hard. That's, you know, I shouldn't even bring a kid into it. It's like everybody works so hard. Everybody has two parents that work. If not 40 hours a week, they work 50, 60, 70, what I mean?
Yeah, and if you can have a parent that can stay home and you can afford that financially, that's lucky. That's very fortunate for you.
Mm-hmm. I feel like John is also making a responsible decision for himself. Mm-hmm. Like, he's saying, I don't even want to put my kid in a situation where I wouldn't want to be there, so therefore I won't have them, which is great. But
yeah,
it's also...
like it's coming from a bad place.
Right.
No, it's not. But
I think it's also when people are like, I'm too busy for it. It's like, well, everybody's too busy for it.
Right.
They just do
it.
You just do it, you know?
Well, this kind of forays into Rosa and her man talking about their wedding. They're, of course, in Pittsburgh with his family. And we learn that Bobby refuses to be married by a minister. Rosa's all about it. I say, what the hell difference does it make?
I say, I wanted to see more of that go down in that bus.
Yeah.
I think now that they know that she's not going to be part of next season, she's just like, whatever. All right. We're done with you. We'll give you 10 minutes in the finale.
Poor thing.
I feel like if she wasn't pregnant, I don't think she would have been on the season to begin with.
No, she would not. Yeah. That's a good point. She would not have.
I thought that the conversation was, I don't know, I got tense. Like, I hate it when they talk about their religious differences. And it's like, I would think that he would be a person willing to, like, have to meet her halfway, because he's kind of counterculture. Like, I feel like plenty of people don't have a religion or don't believe in God or whatever, but, like, they kind of compromise with everyone else who does. It's like, well, everybody does get married with a minister, so whatever, for one day I'll let the bride have her way, kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. And for him to be like, no! You know, it's like he has to bring a compromise to the table if he's going to be so, like, anti and crazy. It's like, you got to remember, she's pretty pregnant, dude. Like, you can't be upsetting her so much, you know? So I feel like if he's going to have, like, the staunch opinion, like, bring your compromise to the table so that it's not an argument, so that it's a conversation.
But what is the compromise here? Because I couldn't even think of one, and I think I'm the queen of compromise.
It's either you do or you don't.
But I just...
getting someone you know ordained, and then they're your minister.
Well, that's what he was. He was trying to say.
But it's a whole steamroll after that. It's like, well, then are you going to do it in a church?
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean? Like, right. I mean, they're
safe and do it outside.
I mean, Joey Tribbiani was ordained. You know.
Yeah, that's right. Here's what I think they could do: is have a man of faith there for her and perform part of the ceremony, and then have, like, you know, his friend Brad or whatever, you know, and whatever part of the ceremony Bobby's more comfortable with, whatever person performing, like, do that. You know, maybe the minister could just say, like, a prayer or something, you know.
Mm-hmm. I feel like with him though, I think it's more so this is what he wants.
Right.
And again, I think it's more so what her mom wants. Because I think she's open to the idea of maybe not getting married through the church, but she keeps focusing on my mom this, my mom that. And I think that might frustrate her, him a little bit, because maybe it's like, you should do whatever you want to do, not have to worry about what someone else is, who apparently isn't even there in the picture anymore.
I hope that Rosa gets to fix this with her mom. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, she stated she is religious. I don't think that us as viewers get to see that. But, I mean, I think she's, like you said, open to compromise and tweak a little things, but I think she's still going to stand firmly for what she believes in.
But she's so focused on her mom, though. I just kind of saw that
I
away from
her. Well, I would
be,
too. Yeah. I would try to fix it. I would, you know, let me give my mom this if we're not going to baptize Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
That's a compromise for her and her mother.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, and then she has to find a compromise for her and Bobby.
A lot of real talk this week, like,
yeah,
on real-life situations.
Back to Paris. Let's go back to Paris, where Foxy just wants to have a photo shoot, and they're going to go to Moulin Rouge.
God, can we leave Paris,
costumes.
Please?
I know. No, I know. So the whole thing was kind of silly, but there's, like, tension escalating in the house, and really none of it seemed that important, and probably the ladies just needed a break from each other. Do we agree?
Yeah.
I mean, Nanny tries to do Mandy's makeup and, like, kind of appease things, but nobody really
cares. But Nanny said the right thing. I think Mandy was a little bit overreacting of, it's not my place to invite, which is true.
I mean, have you guys ever been in that situation where either you're maybe feeling like you're left out, or you're like, or in the other way around, where you're like, okay, I don't think I should invite this person?
I've been in both.
Do you get as hurt as Mandy Rose did?
No, that was silly. So.
No, because I'm pretty sure it's happened. You think the same thing. It's like, you understand it. You understand the situation.
Right. And I think, like I said last week, like, something else was going on that they cut from us being able to see that made her over the edge upset.
Yeah. I could kind of understand where they were saying, you know, she's not used to this. She doesn't know that everyone sort of comes and goes and they see a lot of each other. So maybe they'll go out to dinner tonight. Maybe they'll go tomorrow night, like, with the other girls or whatever. It does make sense that she's still struggling with just fitting into this group, and we didn't get to see a whole lot of her and see that sort of adjustment. And I wish that we would, but I'm sure she'll be back on the show when she is on the main roster in a couple of years.
I feel like when you travel with a big group like that, everybody travels differently, that it's kind of like, I would expect to kind of figure out my own thing. You know, if that makes sense?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I see what you're saying, girl. Foxy actually hears Natty talking about how she doesn't want to do the photo shoot, and then she talks to Rose and Paige about it. And my note here is, everyone wastes time talking about the photo shoot when it's the finale and they should be doing something important and interesting.
I don't know if it's just this specific episode, and I mean, I'm sure you guys watch a lot more reality TV than you do. Like, tell me it's more dramatic on other shows, because I feel like this was just lacking in drama, especially in Paris.
I mean, Christy and I do The Housewives. There's a lot of more drama on other shows. This one's lacking.
On that note, stay tuned into AfterBuzz TV for Reunion Part 1.
That's true.
The show has gone back and forth. We've seen very different storylines and very different versions of even all the girls over the different seasons.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking that next season with the new additions is going to get real juicy, but we'll, of course, get there, and we'll be here for that, too.
So we're having a Total Divas and Total Bells?
And the Bellas are still going to be on Total Divas.
Yeah, yes. Stepping on my news and gossip.
Sorry.
Thanks. Nikki Bella. Speaking of those Bellas, Nikki calls Brie and she tells her, "Hey, I just went to the doctor. My bulge has gotten worse. You know, Mama Bella's at home with baby Winston, who we could not get freaking enough
He's
of
so
either.
Cute.
Oh my God.
My God.
So in love.
I wish they would stay
in
that
love
small.
With him. I know. I can't even. But she's telling Brie, you know, I have a herniated disc. The bulge has gotten worse. And Brie makes this. You know what? I've done it all season. Fine. Why would I stop ragging on Brie now? Brie makes this dumbass comment about, oh, I'm the strongest one standing out of you and John and Brian. And I was like,
yes.
please don't. And she said that in interviews too over the last couple months.
She wasn't
just
joking?
Like, no. She was serious. She said this repeatedly.
That offended me, and I'm a huge Brie fan. I was like, why would you say that to your sister who just got devastating news about a possibly career-ending injury? And you're like, I'm the strongest one standing out of the four of you. It must be that she felt like out of the four of them that she was always the least strong, that mm-hmm. everybody else had more fame and more followers, more fans, you know, more ring time.
Well, yeah, she was always
time.
The least talented.
Ooh!
Well, in the
that's fire.
There are a lot of people that disagree with me on that say that Brie is better than Nikki, but I. Mm-hmm.
I mean, plus it's not. I mean, it's not a bad thing. I mean, if you're gonna have two compared people, one of them's gonna be the second place.
Well, yeah, but it's like, wow, that was not what your sister called you to hear. Your sister wanted to hear you back her up and be like, I'm really sorry. That's the first person she called because that was the first person in the world that would understand exactly how she feels.
Mm-hmm.
And that, Brie, no.
Brie, you know what? For finale's sake, we're going to go ahead and assume that you said a whole bunch of other supportive crap.
Yes.
And we just didn't see it. So we'll give you the benefit of the doubt. And, you know, please don't hate us.
Anyway, and then all of a sudden Rosa has a baby. Like, effing weird, we don't know, and all of a sudden she has a baby, and we didn't see it.
And we learned that she has not talked to her mom in a couple months, and that it had to do with this whole telling her mother that she's gonna let Jordan decide whether to be Christian or not. And her mother replied by telling her that baby Jordan was gonna go to hell. Discuss.
That's harsh. That's really harsh. Mm-hmm. And it's all within the culture. I come from... my mom's side is Christian, and my mm-hmm. grandmother, who's 93 years old,
oh, wow.
says whatever she wants, however she wants. So, I mean, I don't think she would, I don't know, she's very religious, she reads the Bible, she speaks of God, and I can understand the belief in the religion and God and how, you know, having that.
Like being that hardcore about it?
Yeah, I do. I understand that, but, I mean, to say that, to your daughter, to your granddaughter. I mean, Bobby had a point when he was saying, you know, she's putting that first before her family. And in a way, yeah, she is.
Mm-hmm.
I just hope that she comes around and you know, in that culture, we're really stubborn when it comes to things like that. You stick to your guns, you don't, you know, wiggle. There's no wiggle room at all.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think in Christianity, God is supposed to be first, technically, right? Not to correct you, but isn't it supposed to be God first and then family and then what other stupid crap you care about?
I mean, is Rosa doing everything she can do? Like, does she already do whatever she can do to, you know, make amends? Or are we kind of blaming it on the mom?
It doesn't sound like there is anything Rosa can do to make amends. I mean, like you guys were saying, she shouldn't make the decisions about her baby based on what her mom wants. So what's she supposed to do?
It sounds like they both hung up on each other and it's kind of...
Mm-hmm.
at a stalemate. I don't know if Rosa reached out to her to say, like, hey, I had the baby and the mom didn't get back. I guess they didn't make that clear. It's a really sad situation.
I took it as, like, the mom just cut off all communication.
How horrible. Like, the most exciting thing that's happened in your life and your mom can't even be like, congratulations, I'm so happy for you, send me a photo.
I think it says a lot.
Mm-hmm. I mean...
And it makes it understandable why Bobby would say, you know what, I don't know if I even want this woman in our child's life.
Right, which is really damaging. I mean, if she and Rosa make up, it's going to be, the religion thing is so hard for him. And Rosa's mom is 180 degrees in the other direction, where it's like, all that matters. She will cut off her daughter because of it.
Especially
if
they agree.
You don't see it ever working.
I don't.
Because they even agree, like, you know, we're going to raise her and she's going to choose whatever she wants, which is, mm-hmm. I think it's good to do, you know, but I don't know. Maybe the mom just completely radical.
Here's the thing. It's like Rosa is now a family with Bobby, so it needs to be about what's good for them and what's best for their daughter as a couple, what they think is best for their daughter. So it can't be about the mom and trying to make amends and family is everything. Like, she's her own, like, Rosa and Bobby are a family now with Jordan, so it has to be about them.
That's right. Well, meanwhile, Nikki calls John Cena. She is back at Raw. She's heading in, and she calls John and tells him about her injuries and what's going on with her. And he has sort of a surprising to me reaction. He says, you know, you need to just worry about being pain-free. And for a guy who is so work, and more than that, when he gets injured, he recovers 3 times faster than everybody else. And he himself was even injured during this time. And he says he does, you know, 90 days worth of recovery in 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
I would expect him to say, it's okay, you can go through it whether there's surgery or not. We'll make sure mm-hmm. you recover and we'll get you back in that ring. I mean,
I guess he really does actually care about her, huh? More than he cares about wrestling? I don't know.
I think it's so funny. It's like, why is John Cena, like, the oracle? Like, always. He just always has the answer. It's amazing. It's like, how is this guy still wrestling? It seems like he's had such a long, amazing career, and he always knows the perfect answer to everything. And I'm like, he's like grandfather status at this point, right, with, like, his wisdom and years in the ring. But I thought it was amazing that he said that, because there's so many times on this show where, like, I can't believe they said that, and that's not what they should have said, you know? And for him to be concerned about her health only, and, you know, saying for everyone, that's really all that matters is your health. So it was nice to hear him say that.
Yeah. We'll give him props for that. So Nikki goes in and has this conversation with Mark Carano and has Brie with her. This was super reminiscent of, I think it was a couple seasons ago, maybe season 3 finale, where they were trying to tell Mark if they were done or not, if they were deciding. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh man, we're going to get this cliffhanger. We're not even going to know what he says. But they knew they had to give us something, and they did. This was incredibly difficult to watch. I was tearing up. I mean, the idea of Nikki's career being over is sad enough, and then to watch her have the conversation, and, you know, we've been along this journey with them for 5 seasons. It was just like I can't, like, if there was no Total Bellas, I would have been so sad.
I know. I had a tear fall out of my left eye, and George saw me. I was like trying to, like, roll my eyes back to, like, get the tears back in. It was just, I mean, watching her tear up, and it wasn't, you know, like a scheduled production. You know, when they go in for their meetings with Carano, and it's like, you know, that the shoot, you know, they're in full makeup and, like, the production's all there. It was, like, very raw, because that day, same day, she had, like, been with her mom in Florida, got the MRI, talked to the doctor, talked to Brie. Then it's later that same night, and she's in Columbus, Ohio. Like, it was such a raw day. She didn't have her makeup all done up, all, like, glam. You know, she could see how emotional she was. She starts crying. Like, I was like, oh, my God, I can't take it. Like, this can't be her last. She can't have had her last match in San Diego. No, it was, like, really moving. It was nice to get a raw, emotional, something real this year.
And as non-wrestling fans, does this upset you, Paulina? Like, when you hear that she's not going to be in the ring anymore, you're like, oh,
no, not really. No, not really, because I don't watch. So, I mean, I'd be sad if there was no Total Bellas and I didn't see her on the TV anymore. But, I mean, I can imagine, if this is anything like Kobe's last game retirement, then I know what you guys are going through, because I cried for that.
I mean,
good comparison.
So, I mean, I get the feeling. I just, not for her.
I mean, because this is all they really know. I mean, Nikki Bella, I mean, aside from maybe in a personal appearance and maybe a side business, I mean, she's pretty much been a full-time pro wrestler since, you know, for the last 9 years.
Yeah.
With, like, aside from, like, a year layoff, like, this is her. Like, this is what made her who she was. I mean, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't compare it to Kobe, because Kobe's, you know, Kobe, but...
I'm comparing the feelings. Nikki Bella is the Kobe Bryant of professional wrestling.
No. I don't know, because I don't watch wrestling. The feeling I'm comparing.
But I mean, I guess even so, like, compare it to Kobe, where, like, Kobe's like, dude, my 20th year, I'm done, you know?
Yeah.
You know, he's old, he's getting older, he's banged up. Nikki doesn't have an option.
Right,
right.
She, you know, she wants to be able to go out on her own, and her, for anybody, any wrestler, for not to be able to do that. We'll see that, of course, later on with Daniel Bryan.
I think that's for any athlete.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just to hear Carano say that Nikki may have worked her last match, like, that's just a moment that I never wanted to have to watch on the show. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. It was so real when he's like, do you really want an honest answer? To Brie saying, like, could this be career ending? And he's like, do you really want to know the real answer? Yes.
I was,
and
like, no! Don't say it, Carano!
I was like,
I think it'd just be so wrong to not give her that answer. Like, how could you not give them a real...
That's true.
Realistic answer.
Mm-hmm. It just was so hard to watch. I don't know why I'm so emotional today.
I wonder if there's a cutting room floor scene of Daniel Bryan having a similar conversation.
Well,
Maybe on, like, Total Bellas.
On Total Bellas, we're going to get to see his disappointment in the career-ending news. I don't know if we'll see, like, the Carano conversation, but we see him, like, crying, hugging Brie.
And doing the whole retirement thing.
Yeah.
So.
We might see it, because I think it's not going to be, especially with Total Bella, it's not just going to be about Brie and Nikki. And, I mean, they're focusing, right. I mean, I guess we'll talk about it in a little bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'll have a whole, I'm making sure we've got time.
We will have a whole chat about it.
because that rolled into the Total Divas promo. One last little final tidbit about this episode. Rosa wants to move to Pittsburgh, probably just because she hasn't been there that long. No offense to the Pittsburghians, but I was raised in middle America, and I think if you spent time in Vegas and LA and you traveled the world, like, living in Pittsburgh just may not satisfy you. It may not. I'm just guessing.
I was thinking, like, oh my God, she's there while it's snowing and she thinks it's amazing.
It, like, literally makes me want to throw up a little bit when I see snow. I'm like, I can't. Because it's just, like, it's horrible.
I mean, I'm from Pennsylvania, and it's like, I never want to go back because the winters are so harsh and the summers are so harsh.
That's
and
what, like, people don't understand.
And I'm like, oh, she's from, like, you know, she's spending her most of her time at home in like sunny, warm places. And I'm like, oh gosh, like, it might be great for when you're a kid to have four seasons, but
no, because in the summertime it's like humid as all get out too.
Yes,
people don't
exactly
realize that it's not just cold and crappy in the winter.
Harsh as hell.
It's also crappy in the summertime.
It's like heat wave after heat wave plus the humidity. It's
That's why
awful.
LA is the best place to
be. It
Yay,
is.
LA. That's fun. I just wanted to say, and we can do some kind of wrap up about the whole season or the finale, whatever else you guys want to talk about. I love seeing Mark Carano. I mean, I'm sure he's not getting paid to be on this show, but just that they have this figure who can deliver the news and that we've gotten to know him over the seasons, I think. You know, like, he came in and brought Mandy Rose in, and we've seen him have these conversations with the Bella twins and the other ladies before. It's just like, I just love him, and I like to see the relationship between him and especially with the Bellas. They seem very close, and I don't know. I just like him. I would love to meet him and interview him because I'm sure he would tell me nothing.
I think he'd be really good at that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So what overall out of this season, guys, is there anything that stands out to you? Did you love the season? Could we do better? What are you thinking?
I think we could do better. I'm looking forward to next season with some cast changes because I feel like a couple people this year was like, I'm like, why are they here?
A little bit of a dud.
Not to name any names. No, I mean, I need more Bellas in my life, so I'm happy that they're going to have their own show plus stay on Total Divas. And I don't know. I thought maybe I'd give it like a B minus this year.
Okay.
I was about it. I think I want to see the drama. That's why we like reality shows. Like you said, the Housewives, drama all over the place and yelling and cursing and accusations and lying and all that stuff. And that's what I want to see.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love the way you're thinking about it.
Yeah, no more wrestling. Who watches that?
I think we've seen better seasons. I was a little disappointed in Mandy Rose. I know you can probably attest to this, that when we saw her on Tough Enough, she was kind of playing like a bitchy role. And I wanted to see kind of that character intermingle with the Total Divas. We kind of saw Mandy Rose as kind of a bit shy. And I get it. You know, you're the newbie. But she just kind of was just kind of there. Some episodes she wasn't even there. I feel like...
Yeah, she definitely didn't come in and run the show like she did on Tough Enough.
Mm-hmm. Do you think
and,
that's
like, cause drama? She, like, deliberately made her own storyline, made her own character, and, like, made
like,
that show.
I
want
to see that character on Total Divas.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
That's not a producer's move? Like, play this on Tough Enough,
by
and then
all,
she's
no,
herself
by
on,
all
well,
accounts.
On Tough Enough, she was playing that.
Yeah, but it was on her own accord.
Mm.
Like, she did it, yeah. And we did not see that. We did not see drama, Mandy. We also did not see enough Eva Marie for my taste.
Mm-mm. Yeah,
and no Jonathan.
No, and I also had predicted that Naomi not being part of the cast would make the show lose a little bit of its relatability, because I just think she was always so down to earth and was dealing with like real life things that people at home watching are dealing with, not you know, necessarily going to Paris and having your boyfriend set you up at Moulin Rouge or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that that is exactly what happened. It did lose a little bit of relatability.
Mm-hmm. And I love her and her husband.
I know. So glad they'll be back next season.
Thank God.
And I can't get the chat roll going, but I am getting texts from fans.
Oh my gosh.
Who, yeah. So they have your numbers?
Besties.
They just want to say, this is Rob from Jersey.
Hey, Rob.
He said, the new cast member next season, Lana, he's expecting Lana to be great because her fiance, Rusev, is going to be the star of Total Divas next year. This is Rob's prediction.
Fine.
Between his Bulgarian accent and gift of gab and sense of humor, people will dig him.
Yay. Fun.
I know, right? And I think everybody's excited to see Lana and Renee and Dean, to see Naomi back, Maurice and The Miz.
Yeah, this is exciting because it's so many women that have relationships with wrestlers. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
exactly.
Perfect. So we'll have a lot of men and women in the mix that are in the business together.
And it's new faces, too. They're not like, because you know, sometimes they'll bring someone back and they'll away and then they'll bring it back. This is like literally three brand new faces kind of going
good.
To the
like,
cast.
Freshening it up. I like when we have a good, like, hacking off half of the cast situation on a reality right? show, and you bring in where it's like going to be fresh. And the greatest part is, like, I'm not sitting here wondering, like, is this going to be good? Like, you guys are excited. You know them mm-hmm. as wrestlers. You know their relationships with their male wrestling counterparts. You're excited. I'm like, okay, it's going to be good then. I'm excited.
I'm glad we have you convinced.
Yes.
I love it. Well, guys, is there anything else that you would like to add about the season, the finale? This is your last chance until the fall.
I have a question for everybody.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
I hate questions.
Do you guys think that John Cena's mom and dad pressure him to have kids? Or they don't care about having a grandkid? Because no. I'm pretty sure he has a brother, but his brother is gay.
That's true.
I thought he had, more than one brother.
I don't know if he has other siblings, but I thought he has at least one brother that's gay. But I don't know if it's like his mom and dad are like, we'd really like a grandkid, you know, come on.
I thought he had more than one sibling.
Yeah, there's either another brother or a sister, I feel like. When we've seen them at family stuff, there's one other sibling.
Or you can just Google it.
Mm. I think that everyone's parents are always like, when are you going to have kids? And I don't know necessarily if they're pressuring him, but just kind of like a, we'd love it if you'd have them.
Well, let's not forget that John says, by all accounts, that he's supporting his family. That's what's important to him. And that's what's made him protect his assets and his relationship with Nikki. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if he's paying the bills, maybe probably it wouldn't be best to be like, hey, and while you're at it, have some kids. You know?
Well, I think that parents always sprinkle in, when are you going to?
Do your parents say that?
No, which is funny. No, my parents are so cool. I don't know when they became cool, like way after I graduated college. At some point, they like became cool and chill. And.
But you have siblings that have kids, right, though? So they have grandkids?
Yes. Well, yes. So there's a couple grandkids that it's all about them. And like, there's no like, when are you getting married? When are you having kids? Like, they're so cool. When are you getting your real job? Like, none of that. So cool.
Right? Yeah, my parents just know it's like a lost cause. They're done. And I don't have any siblings, so they're really done and they don't say anything.
I know. Well, good for you. You don't have to put up with that hassle.
Right? Thanks, Mom. And on that note, let's move into our news and gossip. Yeah, we can Yes. All right, I would like to report this update to last week's report that there may be a spinoff. There is a Total Bella spinoff happening. It will premiere on E! In the fall. There are going to be 6 episodes, and no fear.
That's it.
Too short. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 6 episodes, and it's going to revolve, of course, around the Bellas, but also John and Brian will be there, and most importantly, the ladies will still be on Total Divas as well. Nikki and Brie both are still going to be on Total Divas, and my other little piece of news on this is that we are going to definitely be doing an after show. It is happening. Yes. We will be there. You guys better be here, too.
More JJ. I like JJ.
He's in the cast photo. He'll be on it.
We didn't see much of him in the promo. So right. I'm really wondering how they're going to work them in, because Mama Bella and JJ live in Arizona. So, and if we talked about a few weeks ago, remember I reported that Nikki and Brian were like taking pottery classes and going to tea. And I was like, is this part of the storyline for next season where they're both injured so they hang out? Well, no, they were total bellying it up and we didn't even know. Mm-hmm. Well, we suspected.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, James and I were joking when I got here today that I was like, well, it's only going to be 6 episodes. And I said, they could have taped it in 2 weeks. And he's like, could have taped it in a weekend. So it's like, I think it's not going to be heavy on the great content or drama, but at least it's like all Bellas all the time.
I think I read a preview that said Daniel Bryan or Brian and Brie move in with John and Nikki help with Nikki's injury.
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah. Well, Mama Bella and what's her new husband's name?
John
are in the promo together. Mm-hmm. So will they at least show up for maybe an episode, which would be cool.
I think it's really going to be a lot of them. Like, I think it's not going to be like one episode here and there. I think it's really like JJ and John and JJ's wife. I think it'll be in the majority of the episodes.
Well, I feel like they must have taped it all in a short amount of time. It's like, hey guys, everybody come over to the house. Well, and you know what I mean?
It's Buna Murray and they're shooting for Total Divas too. So basically they just sent another extra camera crew to follow them around on the other days or whatever. It's like, and they're going to pick what's in Total Divas, what's in Total Bella's, like,
right?
I think you're right that could end up getting messy though.
Well, I don't know. I feel like it's not going to be a lot of drama. It's going to feel a little manufactured. It's definitely going to be short. And I feel like they filmed it in a really short time span. But I think we're also going to see them wearing, like, the same clothes from the same day. Like, Total Divas and Total Bellas. Like, they're using, like, the same day's footage for the different shows. Like, different parts of what happened in each day.
Exactly.
They only have so much time off.
It's funny because, like, because the Bellas took... The Bellas took, like 10 months off, like, in 2012, 2013. And they came back. And part of the reason when they were off, they were actually pitching a show for them. For them to be like a reality show. Like, hey, listen, we used to be wrestlers. We're twins, you know. How about a reality show? Coincidentally, the WWE was like, we kind of want to do a reality show on Divas as well. I think the Bellas weren't strong enough to have a show on their own. You know, fast forward 3 years. Mm-hmm. Now you got Total Divas and now you have Total Divas. Total Bellas.
Total Bellas.
I said Divas, yeah.
Well, and you know, this is something that a lot of the hardcore wrestling fans, they poo-poo on. They think Total Divas has ruined wrestling and everything else. But listen, if you watch Total Bellas, you are going to see the behind-the-scenes stuff of Daniel Bryan's retirement. Mm-hmm. You're going to see what he and Brie said to each other before they went out there. Mm-hmm. I think they've been asked that in interviews, and they both kind of refuse to say that, probably because they want you to watch it on... I'm yelling a lot today, guys. I'm sorry.
About Brie's retirement, too. That's what I want to see.
Yeah, I mean, that's why we didn't see it on WWE. We know that is because they're going to show it on... They kept telling us on Total Divas, but apparently on Total...
But it's not a retirement, right? It's a comma, not a period. Is that what she said?
That's what she says, yeah. But who comes back after they have kids? Nobody. She wants to be a mom so bad that she's going to be one of those moms that doesn't want to go back to work, of course.
Or she's going to have one kid, and like a few months later, she's going to get pregnant again.
Yeah. When they're not working, they don't have anything else to do.
Surprise where they just hit her music and she comes out and does Yes Chance and hits like a kick and then goes back like every like legend from back in the day that just comes to just show up and get a payday and get a huge reaction from the crowd. I think the drama on Total Bellas will be the whole like injuries and retirements and what they do next chapter in their life and where they go from here and that whole situation.
Birdie
as opposed to like dealing with diva drama between divas.
Especially now, I feel like knowing that they have 6 episodes, it's like they must already know what they have in the bag.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I think it's like done.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
And it's going to be September, October?
Yeah. It says the fall. That's a long time to wait.
Yeah. And I'm also wondering if they're going to pair them, like if they're going to air together. I would certainly assume that Total Divas would be the lead-in to Total Bellas. Mm-hmm. But you also never know. I think they can pretty much guarantee that Total Bellas probably could carry the night in prime time. I mean, that's just my unbiased opinion, guys. And just a couple more little news tidbits. The new cast, some of the new ladies and the originals, attended the Alice and Olivia fashion show in LA last week. And I know this, it was very secret and there wasn't a lot of press there. But my friend Hannah, who's an intern, got a picture with all of them. And it's like Renee and Paige. I should pull it up. It's like all new ladies and old all together. Yeah. Mm. And she was like, oh, yeah, they were just taking a picture and Brie was taking it. And I was like, do you want me to take it for you? And apparently she said that Nikki was very kind to her. And I always hear that from fans, too, that encounter them. So they had a good old time at the fashion show. And they are currently shooting with the new ladies. And do not miss Natty on ESPN's Off the Top Rope tonight. If you already missed it, you can always go on to ESPN.com and check it out. And one more big old life tidbit that maybe we should have seen on the show. Mandy Rose is engaged.
Really? What?
Yeah, I know.
Did she have her ring on?
Like last... No. It just happened a couple weeks ago. Like a week or two ago. But I'm wondering if they maybe did do the whole proposal thing for the show and then it just ended up not being used.
Yeah.
Because this came out right like last Tuesday right after the show. So I wonder if it was her acknowledging like, okay, guys, you're not going to see this on the show, so here, I'm engaged.
Well, I thought it was funny because like I think I saw it on his Instagram, but not hers.
Yeah, so...
I thought that was weird.
Because maybe she's not probably supposed to talk about it if they shot it or, you know. She's probably in this weird limbo where she's still under contract and they're telling her what to do as far as reality show and Total Divas, but really she has no stake in it. You know what I mean? So congratulations to Miss Mandy Rose, and we'll see you back on the show in a couple years when you are part of the main roster.
On that note...
Well, no, I mean, that's a good thing. I think that she'll be back on the show, and I hope that she brings Dario with her.
She's really beautiful, and
she's gorgeous.
And I liked her whole element of, like, her family scene this year where they were all crying about the parents being divorced. Like, I liked that. I think she can bring it. She can be a great character on the show, just maybe not yet when she's not super close with all the other girls and...
Yeah, because the brothers were genius.
I feel like they were struggling to find a storyline for her, and it just didn't happen this year.
I mean, you always say, you always look back at other reality shows, especially when they tease, like, oh, here is the new girl coming in. You always think that she's going to cause ruckus. And it's like, well, she didn't really do it on this season.
Right. And I, not that I needed her to, but there was also no storyline for her that they found. So, poor Mandy.
Do you think there wasn't a storyline because they expected her to be the character she was on Tough Enough, and she wasn't giving it to them? So they were like, we don't need... you. We needed that person.
Yeah.
I think you're exactly right.
You're right, James, as always.
He's so wise, that James.
All right, well,
and
guys.
As a real wrestling fan, I love watching these shows because they do give you an insight into what really goes on behind the scenes.
Thank you. Yes. That I'm going to, like, make a promo for all the wrestling fans out of that, James. Thank you.
I'll make a PSA for you.
All right, well, guys, on that note, let's move into our last and final Total Throwback. This has been so much fun. We kind of started
for
this sort of like mid-season. I feel like, wow, actually, Megan, it's interesting that you would have that attitude because I would like to say, going into tonight, you have got the most right answers, and you are ahead by 3-1.
Okay.
So there's no way anyone else can win. I encourage you to try to play anyway.
Yay.
I would like to congratulate Megan on being our big winner.
She said a good answer.
Well, maybe you'll speak up next time.
Thank you. I saw my graphic. Who made that? Claire?
Yes.
So sweet. Thanks, Claire.
Shout out to Claire, and shout out to Ashmarie XOXO, who always watches, and she came up with the Total Throwback thing, so we love her.
Thanks, Ashmarie.
Yay! All right, guys, here's your chance to redeem yourselves. You know what? Let's just make this one tonight, since it's the big finale. Let's make it worth 2 points. See if you guys can tie with Megan, all right? Or maybe she'll just get it and be a pull-out way ahead. Going all the way back to season one, episode one, and continuing on with our Bella theme, do you all remember what uber-expensive gift had John just gotten Nikki when the show opened? It was all about, it was the big premiere, it was the first you were seeing of her, and John had just gotten her this really, really luxurious gift. Was it her first pair of red
toys?
Oh, no, 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 just go for it then.
No. You can give an option.
She wants to try.
I want options. Okay. Was it her first pair of red bottom Louboutins? Her first ever Louis Vuitton bag? A Tiffany's bracelet? Or a Range Rover?
Beep, beep.
It was the purse. No? I know there's an episode about a purse.
I think it was the car. Maybe.
Are you committing? Are you committing to the Range Rover, George?
What is it, Megan?
You're gonna. I don't want to answer. Points. I want them to get the point.
No, go for it.
Oh my God! I thought it was the Louis Vuitton.
No, you're wrong.
I thought.
Dang it. George gets it. It was the Range Rover, and you all are tied.
Damn.
Congratulations.
Well, you need a tiebreaker.
I thought it was the apartment. Didn't he buy her like an apartment?
The condo.
That was season two or three. But good memory, James.
All I can remember is this ridiculous Louis Vuitton bag.
That was from last season. Remember all the three. It was like the Marc Jacobs and Louis Vuitton.
I think there's also a Louis from season one.
There may have been later.
Brie made a huge deal over.
There may have been later in the season.
Damn. We both thought it was a bag, right?
Do we have like a lightning round as a tiebreaker?
No.
That's okay.
No.
I don't mind being tied.
We're going to kumbaya and be happy that there's a tie and then everyone loves everyone. And that's going to be the end of it for you. All right, guys. Well, this is incredibly sad. And I don't even really know what to say right now. So I'm just going to let you all...
Speech.
Yeah. No, I'm going to let... No, okay. You know what? I'll give a speech. Okay, we have time. I'm going to give a speech. So this is my favorite show of all time. Aww. And there is nothing in the world that means more to me than coming and sitting here with you guys and breaking it down and connecting with the fans. And before this season even started, I knew we were going to have a fantastic panel. I knew that this was going to be so much fun, and I was so excited. And then it was such a great season. And I'm so sad that it's over. The fans have been amazing to us. I'm sorry I couldn't get the chat roll going tonight, but we love hanging out with you guys every week, and we are so excited to talk Total Bellas with you in the fall, and of course Total Divas to be back. So I want to really thank you guys for coming and being here with me every week. It means a lot to me, and you all have been really great. So on that note, tell everybody where to keep up with you until the fall.
You guys can find me on Twitter at _PaulinaAguilar and on Instagram at Paulina M. Aguilar.
You guys can tweet me. Also find me on Instagram and Snapchat. It's all at Megan Stecher. It's M-E-G-A-N-S-T-E-C-H-E-R. And Christy, thank you so much for, we just had this random casual conversation months ago, and I said, yes, I love Total Divas. And you're like, I think we have a spot on the panel. And I was like, so excited to come do this show. So thank you.
Yay.
That's awesome. And you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. Hoping to get 500 Twitter followers by fall. At G Hermosa, G-H-E-R-M-O-Z-A.
All right. And you guys can also, of course, keep up with me at Christy Reports, Twitter, Instagram. I'm Snapchatting now. There will always be celebrity exclusives for you at ChristyReports.com. And you know those divas are spending a lot of time in LA these next few months. I run into them. I interview them. I stalk them. I grill them. So please, please subscribe to my YouTube channel at Christy Reports so you don't miss any of it. On that note, thank you again for hanging out with us all season. This has been season 5 of Total Divas. On behalf of Paulina, Megan, George, and myself, thank you so much for hanging out with us. We will see you in the fall. Adios.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.